New Feminine Balance. Greetings, dear ones. I am Observer, and I welcome you this day. You've stepped forward into a whole new world. You don't see all the parts of it yet because the perception is different. The vibrations in which you live allow you to see only a small fraction of what is really there. The only vibrations that limit you are the ones created by your own slice of time-space and what you call your reality. But is that really all there is? What you see as your reality is only a small fraction of what is truly there. You can't see all of the reality, but you can feel the effects of it. What you can see are the imperfections of life moving through time-space. There are possibilities now of reconnecting much of what has been misdirected. It's possible to bring back to the heart energy of humanity's collective vibration. You'll never be on the same vibrational page, but the idea is to create space for your spirits to rise in harmony. Vibrational integrity. The connections are starting to grow in many ways, and you can only imagine. One of the keys is finding your own vibrational integrity. And an easy way to do this is to move into your passion in any area. Dear ones, this is why we've been asking all of you to find your passion and discover those things that energize you. Your passion aligns the four vibrational lines of integrity. This is incredibly important as you walk through life as your spirit pretending to be a human. The four vibrational lines are what you think, what you feel, how you act, and what you believe. Being in your own passion is the easiest way to align these lines naturally. It could be said that being in your passion gives your spirit more room to navigate life. Dear ones, keep in mind that you're dealing with a time lag. When spirit nudges you on the shoulder, you typically listen and figure it out later. In that comes an entirely new level of responsibility to interpret and express that which spirit gave you. True power is always balanced with responsibility. Many can skim seemingly wonderful things right off the top surface of everyone's lives while claiming that they are powerful beings. However, to truly be empowered also means to be able to empower others and living in an empowered lifestyle. In other words, you have to surround yourself with empowered people, and in turn, they also demand that of you. Energetic unity. There's an energetic unity and a new consciousness building. Welcome to the new world. A new community of light can now form in many different ways, for it doesn't have to be a certain belief system. It's larger than that, and it must be inclusive by its own nature. It doesn't have to be a certain way of thinking, understanding, or beliefs. We tell you when you pull back far enough, you'll see that you're all connected. At that point at which the new communities of light can connect with practice, they apply it to life on Earth, assisting in the overall vibrational line. Delve into duality. That's the fascinating part for us to watch. As you delve into this area over here and say, "Oh, this is bad. We don't like this person or these type of people." You are, of course, generally one of those other people in another dimension of your time-space, because that's how the balance works out. There's considerable back and forth of time-space happening as these themes work themselves out in lopsided spiral motion. Humanity has now moved into a collective life lesson of truth. It is interesting that the place where most people find truth is the internet, where misinformation travels at the speed 6 times faster than factual news. The days ahead will show you a great deal, but keep in mind that it all works out in the long run. That's the important part. As you move in a spiral motion, anything that is slightly out of balance starts to show up. That's happening globally, and it doesn't have to be a bad thing at all. It's an opportunity to look at social and individual mastery. It's also an opportunity to find your own individual light in your own way, and to know that you're part of the new energy and a new game that's forming right now. Your space has been reserved on this planet. It's been here the whole time. It's with the greatest honor, dear ones, that we send you on your way for the time being, but we ask you to treat each other with respect. Nurture one another at every opportunity. Play well together. I am observer, and I like to watch. Greetings, dear ones. I am Merlia. I join you this day as the feminine aspect of Merlin. The game on Earth is fascinating to watch from this side of the veil, as you tear things apart and then put them back together. Absolutely incredible. I'd like to tell you a little story about your own world. You're starting to understand more and more about the feminine rising. It's been an important part, and yet it doesn't hold all the answers for humanity. It simply gives you a new base, a new tool, and new energies to work with, from which you can challenge and even perfect your world. But as we've mentioned, dear ones, the challenge is to find a balance. Yes, that's a difficult part. We can point to many times on planet Earth where the masculine energy was in charge. We can point to other times, although not quite as many, where the feminine energy was in charge. Both can be out of balance. And that's one of the key elements many people are starting to work with. It's part of the reason that you have so many new ideas about sexuality on your planet. Not even necessarily new, but certainly out in the open. Isn't that wonderful? New ideas, concepts, and new ways of working with all your energies. It's all incredible. It's an incredible time for you to be alive in one of those bodies. We'd like to share one of the stories about that this day, about your own world. This is between the chimpanzees and the bonobos. Chimpanzees, or chimps, are familiar to most humans. Born with bright faces that turn dark over time, they emulate humans in many ways, including the use of tools. The chimps spend their time hunting and gathering food. They are clearly a male-dominated society. The males dominate with force, often showing extreme cruelty, especially toward females. Aggression is common, and when a male takes over another male's family, he kills the babies. Bonobos are another branch of ape from the Congo. Chimps evolved north of the river, and the bonobos inhabited land south of the river. In contrast, bonobos are born with unchanging faces that have evolved into a female-dominant society. About 90 years ago on Earth, it was discovered that they were actually two separate species, although their DNA is very close. Of course, it's also worth noting that each of them have DNA that is closer to humans than to each other. Bonobos, born with unchanging faces, have evolved into a female-dominant society. Here they spend less than 4 hours a day hunting and gathering, while the rest of their day is spent playing, grooming, and nurturing each other. The chimps and bonobos have developed in totally different ways. Chimps, like humans, spend most of their time in life gathering food, foresting, foraging, working, doing whatever it is to support the physical. However, the bonobos spend less than 30% of their time doing that. It was more important for them to have time to relax, to play with each other, to nurture one another with special attention to the children. It's also common for bonobo females to nurture each other's children, as they are one big family. The bonobo males provide security, but in a unique, harmonious way, showing strength in numbers. There are other similarities that apply to the human condition at this moment. The feminine energy is rising. It is meeting massive resistance to changes in the perceived norms, as well as those invested in the masculine energy. The new balance. As the feminine rises, there will be many changes in the way things are done. In both of the masculine and feminine, there are imbalances. From the hundreds of billions of games throughout the universe, very few have ever achieved more than a momentary balance of this energy. We believe that humanity has a good chance to achieve this balance. From humanity's standpoint, This balance is rather challenging because you've been dominated by masculine energy for quite some time. And it's difficult to even imagine what a softer, gentler, inclusive world would be like. You're living in times of mastery. Yes, these are the times where you can have all the experiences needed to figure out what's important to you. As we've mentioned, dear ones, there's a new game underfoot. You're creating a new game in a whole different realm, piece by piece. It's not something that's going to happen in a moment. Everything evolves or moves to the next level. It's happening now. The exercise. Everyone can now see this in their own lives, so that's what we're going to ask you to do whenever you see a problem. Imagine what it would be like if the society or circumstances you were living in was out of balance in the opposite way. Then you can start to see the imbalances more clearly. Find those things that are out of balance as the pendulum swings back and forth wildly. Sometimes you can learn a lot about yourself and about humanity and what you want in this next part of the game that you're creating. The feminine energy has risen. It is here. Make space for it to ground and grow within you, to find a more empowering balance of power. You're going to see more of this energy in terms of moving into positions of power and decision-making. Now, you're still going to have the difficult ones, like those chimps who beat their chest fighting to keep things from changing. You're seeing some of that now, because anything out of balance needs to be brought to everyone's attention so that collectively you can come to a connection on a higher level of vibration. These are the times of mastery, for you've already won the game. Don't get stuck in the mud puddles that you have to cross. It's a simple journey. Keep moving and enjoy the ride. It's with the greatest of honor that we ask you to treat each other with respect. Nurture one another and play this game with love as you create a whole new level of the game. Play well together. I am Merlia, the feminine aspect of Merlin. The magic is returning. Come up and see me sometime. Espavo.